Wayne Booth resides in Cordell, Oklahoma, thanks to a snowstorm over a century ago. The story of that storm and the farm that made him national news is today's edition of The American Countryside. Wayne Booth's family stopped to see relatives in Cordell, Oklahoma at Christmas in 1897. They were headed to the panhandle of Oklahoma to homestead. They got 25 miles out of town when the weather changed the course of their family history.
They spent the next 3 days all snowed in. They traded a team and wagon and $50 for a quarter section homestead. I was born here.
So the snowstorm persuaded the Booth family to make a home near Cordell, a little over an hour west of Oklahoma City. Wayne was born in 1924 and began taking agriculture classes in the seventh grade. As May of 1942 neared, Wayne's class at school was already shrinking in size due to World War II.
My high school graduation class of 1942, there was 56 in that graduating class, and there was 5 or 6 of them that had left prior to graduation.
During the early 1940s, FFA chapters were called upon to assist with the war effort at home.
The chapter was overseer of a scrap iron drive. And there was lots of scrap iron drives to melt down the steel for the war effort.
He first attended the National FFA Convention in 1940. As the war drug on, it affected the number of people who attended the event.
It was probably the National Convention was about half the size that it had previously been in 43 and 44.
During those wartime events, Wayne won the biggest award given at the National FFA Convention. The story of that award and how it affected his life is next time as we travel the countryside. In Cordell, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.